Researchers at the University of Rochester are launching a two-year study that may allow for the expanded use of a technology that exposes the signs of domestic violence. It's called ALS. It stands for Alternative Light Source. ALS reveals bruising that can't be seen by the naked eye, but it's not as effective when trying to detect injuries for people of color. Assistant Director of the Susan B. Anthony Center at the University of Rochester, John Cullen, is one of the researchers involved in this project. Thank you so much for joining us, John.
Thank you, Beth.
Detecting the physical evidence of abuse is important when victims want to get an order of protection or press charges against their perpetrator, but sometimes bruising isn't visible, or perhaps it's not visible right away. How does ALS technology work to overcome this?
So it's using different wavelengths of light and using different lenses on the camera that allows documentation of, it looks at reflectance on the skin, but the blood, as soon as someone is injured, blood begins to pool below the top layer of the skin. So this technology allows us to visibly see that bruising immediately as soon as it happens. Otherwise, you would have to wait usually a couple of days before you could see them with the naked eye and be able to document them and use them for to obtain an order of protection.
And this type of evidence is generally accepted in court?
It's controversial. There are some courts that will accept it. That's part of why we are doing this study, is to provide further documentation and evidence that it does work, because we will be documenting bruising using this technology and also using regular photography later on in the process. So this will show that it can be used as evidence.
So right now, how effective is ALS in detecting injuries in Caucasian or light-skinned people?
So it is pretty effective, and, you know, once that individual uses this and gets an order of protection, it's been shown that we can reduce the recurrence of violence between 40 and 70%. But where the problem lies is in victims of color, they're not being able to document these bruises, and they're not getting the orders of protection, and they're at risk of further attacks.
So how might the technology be improved to work for people of all skin colors? Obviously, there's the potential for that, and that's what the crux of this study is about, correct?
Yes. So basically what we want to do is take skin color out of the equation. And we've partnered with the Institute of Optics here at the University of Rochester, and sort of they're the experts in this area, and they should be able to hopefully develop a technology that shows bruises below the melanin layer of the skin, and thereby improving documentation and protection order rates for victims of color.
What sorts of clinical settings would have access to ALS technology? Where would a victim have to go to be able to utilize this?
Well, again, that's part of the issue, is that they're not available at all agencies. So we're hoping to develop a technology that can be available across the spectrum, be it in a law enforcement or a hospital emergency room. We also think this may be useful in various other settings. For example, we do see issues around elder abuse in nursing homes. So if this technology was available there, that we could see if, for example, if someone has been abused by a caretaker, or even if someone has maybe severe dementia or Alzheimer's and can't say were they hurt, that this technology could be used to look over their body in case they have fallen and see the problem area, because otherwise it would take a couple of days to see it with the naked eye.
Assistant Director of the Susan B. Anthony Center at the University of Rochester, John Cullen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Beth.